Journey to Pentecost, week 7, day 117, May the 17th, 2024. Dead, buried, resurrected, alive. The scripture for today comes from Acts, the 2nd chapter, verses 29 through 33. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him, that the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Therefore, by being the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this, which ye now see and hear. Devotion. The mystery of Jesus' death and resurrection is something people still have a hard time wrapping their minds around. How can someone be dead, buried, resurrected, and alive? Sounds like someone has lost all reasoning, but that's not the case here. There are no falsehoods here. Jesus indeed did die. He was indeed buried, and he was indeed resurrected from the grave. Not only that, but Jesus also paid a visit to hell, snatched the keys, and came back so that those who believe in him would never have to experience that form of death again. Here's another mystery of Jesus' death and resurrection. His body did not decay. He was buried, dead for 3 days, went to hell, came back, and has ascended to heaven with his Father, and his body did not decay. Yet another hard thing to explain. The mystery of God is in knowing him and all there is to know about him. He is now sitting on the right hand of God the Father. Even though Jesus is God and his spirit is the Holy Ghost did not ascend on him until he was seated with the Father. Another promise made that was kept. God is faithful to keeping promises to his own Son. Surely he'll do it for us. As you continue on your journey to Pentecost, remember that our journey to Pentecost is much like Jesus' journey to his Father in heaven. We will not die a physical death, but we die a spiritual death, a death of the flesh. We accept the call that's on our lives, just like Jesus did. He knew why he was here and submitted his will to the Father. We must do the same. And when the wind comes, we'll all receive the gift of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongue. Praise God for Jesus. Prayer. Lord, I thank you so much for the example of what true submission is to our Father. Thank you for letting us see what true suffering is like when our lives are submitted to the will of God. Give us the strength to go through with the power of the Holy Spirit. We believe in your word that everything we ask for, we can have. In Jesus' name, amen.